As Ben Witherington, a seminary professor at Asbury Theological Seminary, has said, we are a Jesus-haunted culture that is biblically illiterate. And the Da Vinci Code is tapped into that trend, that we're curious about Jesus, but don't necessarily know the original stories. So at a grassroots level, I think people are fascinated by the Da Vinci Code, curious, and they enjoy it as a great page-turner. But by and large, I don't think it's created the controversy that some had hoped. What the church is doing now, I think, is very smart. They're doing what some of my students at my church have done down in Waikiki. They run around and try to see how many tourist pictures they can drop into the background of. The church is trying to get in the background of where everybody is already looking. People are already looking at the direction of the movie and the book, and so the church is taking this on as a teaching point to say, great, let's discuss who this Jesus person was and what we can really know about his life. To miss that, I think the church would be at a great disadvantage. It would be like being there on the day after the Super Bowl and not having watched the game and not knowing who won. What the church is trying to do is just be conversant with the culture and talk about what everybody is talking about. So I would certainly encourage my congregation to go see the movie. Everybody's going to be talking about it anyway. It'd be good to know. But of course, I personally am going to go see it at a matinee because Dan Brown has already made $40 million or more and he doesn't need another nine from me.